Let's go before the Lord in prayer.
我们一起来到神的面前祷告。
Heavenly Father, this morning we're here because we want to hear from you.
亲爱的天父，今天早晨我们来到这里，因为我们要听到你的话。
We want to receive from you.
我们要从你得着。
We thank you that Holy Spirit is our teacher.
我们感谢你，圣灵是我们的教导者。
We yield ourselves to the ministry of the Holy Spirit.
我们把自己降服在圣灵的服事之下。
We thank you for giving us exactly what we needed.
我们感谢你给我们的正是我们所需要的。
That each and every ears are open, heart receptive to you.
每一个人的耳朵都敞开，每一个人的心都敞开来接受你的话。
We give you all the praise, glory, and honor for all that we will receive this morning.
我们为今天早上我们所要领受到的一切，把一切的荣耀颂赞都归给你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen. We're going to continue our lesson on the principle for an effective prayer life.
我们要继续一连串的课程，有关有效祷告生活的原则。
Prayer is very important.
祷告是非常重要的。
Prayer strengthens our relationship with God.
祷告能够坚固我们跟神的关系。
Again, somebody once said, a prayerless Christian is a powerless Christian.
再次有人说，一个没有祷告的人是一个没有能力的人。
Prayer allows God to work in our lives.
祷告容许神能够在我们的生活当中动工。
Both in us and also through us.
不只是在我们的里面，而且是透过我们。
Prayer allows God to meet our needs.
祷告能够让神来供应我们的需要。
James 4:2 says, "We have not because we ask not."
雅各书四章二节，他说我们得不到是因为我们不求。
Prayer allows God to work in this world.
祷告能够让神在这个世界动工。
In order to have a successful prayer life, we need to know that God wants to answer our prayer.
为了要有一个成功有果效的祷告生活，我们必须要知道神要回应我们的祷告。
God does not ask us to pray for nothing.
神不会为了祷告要我们祷告漫无目的的祷告。
There's no purpose when we pray, we don't get the answer. Why should we pray?
如果我们祷告，我们的目的不是为了要得到回应的话，为什么要祷告？
God is a God of purpose.
神是一个有目的的神。
When he says something, there's always a purpose behind it.
当他说什么话的时候，那总是有一个目的的。
So when God asks us to pray, there is a purpose behind prayer.
所以当神要求我们祷告的时候，对在祷告方面，他有他的目的。
Because he, through prayer, can minister to us and also can do what he wants to do.
因为透过祷告，他能够来服侍我们，而且来做一切他要做的。
But there are principles outlined in the Bible that show us how to pray.
但是在圣经里面有约略大概的叙述出祷告的原则。
So this morning we're going to continue to talk about these principles.
所以今天早上我们要继续来讲有关这方面的原则。
If you follow this principle, your prayer life can be effective.
如果你遵照这些原则的话，你的祷告是有果效的。
The first one is we need to pray according to the will of God.
第一个是我们必须要根据神的旨意祷告。
1 John 5:14-15 it says, "This is a confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us."
在约翰一书五章十四十五节，他说：“我们若照他的旨意求什么，我们就知道他听我们的祷告。这是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心。”
And if we know that He hears us.We know that we have the petition that we desire of him.
既知道他听我们一切所求的，就知道我们所求于他的无不得着。
So here we can see that the key thing is that we need to pray according to the will of God.
所以在这里我们看到关键的是我们要根据神的旨意祷告。
When we pray according to the will of God, we can have confidence.
当我们根据神的旨意祷告的时候，我们就会很有把握。
Because God will do exactly what he says.
因为神会完全照他所说的去做。
Now, how do we know the will of God?
我们怎么样知道神的旨意呢？
The word of God reveals to us the will of God.
神的话向我们启示神的旨意。
So if we do not know the word of God, we cannot possibly know the will of God.
所以如果我们不明白神的话，我们不可能知道神的旨意。
So we need to understand the Bible. We need to understand this book.
所以我们必须要明白圣经，明白这本书。
Because the Bible does not tell everything that's going on in this world. The Bible did not tell us everything that we need to do.
当然圣经没有告诉我们一切在世上的事情还有一切我们所需要做的事
That's why God gave us the Holy Spirit
这就是为什么神给我们圣灵
The Holy Spirit, He will lead us, He will guide us
圣灵会来带领引导我们
He will give us revelation
他会给我们启示
And when the Holy Spirit gives us revelation it's just as effective, as powerful as the written word of God
当圣灵启示我们的时候他所启示给我们的跟圣经里面所写的字句上面字面上面的话语是一样的大有能力大有果效、
right.一样的大有能力为什么我这样讲因为有时候神会给你启示告诉你一句话要做什么虽然那句话没有在圣经里面但是这句话也是大有能力的神给你的启示神的带领或者神给你的智慧是大有能力的因为这就是神要做的 从圣经我们知道神要做什么，所以你按照圣经的话去做，你会看到神的大能，你会看到神的能力，你会看到神的智慧。但是不是每一件事情都在圣经里面，所以圣灵会启示我们，他会给我们话，他给我们话是个别我们的状况，个别我们所需要的，这些话跟圣经是完全一样大有能力的。So we need also need to be led by the Spirit of God.
所以我们同时也需要被圣灵带领。
So we know the will of God, one hand through the Word of God, on the other hand through the Holy Spirit.
所以一方面我们是透过神的话语，另外一方面我们是透过圣灵来知道神的旨意。
So once we know the will of God, we pray accordingly, we will see the result.
所以当我们明白神的旨意，而且我们照着来祷告的时候，我们就会得到结果。
And the secondprinciple is we need to maintain a close fellowship with the Lord.
然后第二个原则是我们需要保持跟神亲密的相交的关系。
Prayer is born out of relationship with God.
祷告是从我们跟神的关系开始。
The more we fellowship with God, the more we will know what God is like.
我们更多的跟神相交，我们就更加的明白神的样子。
We will know what he likes, what he dislikes.
我们会知道他喜欢什么，不喜欢什么。
We know what pleases him, what displeases him.
我们会知道什么会讨他的喜悦，什么不会讨他的喜悦。
The more you know God, the more you can trust him.
你越多的认识神，你就越加的能够信靠他。
You cannot trust somebody that you don't know.
你没有办法信靠一个你根本不认识的。
Suppose I come to you and you never seen me, you never know me. I say trust me.
假设我来到你的面前，而你根本从来没有认识过我，然后我跟你讲说你要信任我。
对，你没有看见我，你不知道我是怎么样，突然我告诉你，你要信靠我。你会吗？大部分的人不会，除非有一些突然可能没有讲得很清楚。You're not going to trust me.
你不会信靠我的。
Because you don't know me.
因为你根本不认识我。
You don't know what is in my heart.
你不知道我心里在想什么。
You don't know my motive.
你不知道我的动机。
You don't know if my heart is good or bad.
你不知道我的心是好还是不好。
So it's not possible that you can totally trust me if you don't know me.
所以如果你不认识我的话，你是不可能完全的来信靠我。
And you're not going to know me until you come to the church regularly.
而且如果你没有很固定稳定的来教会的话，你也不可能认识我。
It's same thing. We cannot know God unless we spend time with Him, we fellowship with Him.
同样的，我们不可能认识神，除非我们花时间跟他相交，跟他在一起。
The more you know God, the more you know what His heart is like, the easier it is for you to pray.
你更多的认识神，你更多的知道他的心是怎么样的话，你就会更容易的来祷告。
The more confident your prayer will be because you know what is in His heart.
你更加的有把握来祷告，因为你知道他的心是怎么样。
Prayer is nothing more than we express the heart of God.
祷告就是很单纯的向神表达我们的心。
不是我们表达神的心。Prayers,祷告是很单纯的，我们表达神的心，因为我们的心越来越跟他接近，你越亲近神，你的心会越接近神的心。当你祷告的时候，你就用神的心来祷告的时候，你会看到这个祷告有果效。从哪里来的？从你跟神一个亲密的关系。All come from intimacy with God.
一切都是跟神有一个亲密的相交关系开始。
The more you know God, the more you fellowship with God, the more God works inside of you.
你更多的认识神，跟神相交的话，神会更多的在你里面动工。
The more your heart to be like Him.
你的心就会更加的像他。
The more your heart is like Him, the more effective your prayer will be because that comes from God's heart.
你的心越像神的时候，你的祷告会越有果效，因为你所表达的就是从他来的。
你会发觉在聚会里面这些人的祷告也是一样的，因为他们知道神的心是怎么样，所以他们表达就是神的心，他们表达出来的时候就是神要做的。 So this is why an intimacy with God is so important.
这就是为什么跟神一个亲密的关系是很重要的。
And the third thing, the third principle to be effective in our prayer life is to maintain a pure heart.
然后第三个我们祷告生活要有果效的一个原则，就是我们要保持一个清洁的心。
God is looking for a holy vessel that he can work through.
神在找一个圣洁的器皿，他能够透过来运行。
Holiness is power.
圣洁是大能。
The more holy that we are, the more pure we are, the more we can allow God to work through us.
我们更多的圣洁，我们更多的清洁的时候，神更能够来透过我们来运行。
Because sin breaks our fellowship with God.
因为罪会破坏我们跟神的相交。
Sin will hinder our prayer life.
罪会拦阻我们祷告的生活。
Not because God cannot hear.
并不是因为神没有办法听到。
But sin will affect our faith.
罪会影响我们的信心。
Let's look at 1 John chapter 3 verse 20-22.
我们来看约翰一书三章二十到二十二节。
For if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence toward God. And whatever we ask, we will receive from Him because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight.
我们的心若责备我们，神比我们的心大，一切事没有不知道的。亲爱的弟兄啊，我们的心若不责备我们，就可以向神坦然无惧了，并且我们一切所求的就从他得着，因为我们遵守他的命令，行他所喜悦的事。
Notice it says if our heart condemns us.
注意他这里他说我们的心若责备我们。
So our heart will condemn us.
所以我们的心会责备我们。
When does our heart condemn us?
什么时候我们的心会责备我们？
When we do what we know we're not supposed to do.
当我们做了我们知道我们不应该做的。
When we do things that are displeasing to God.
当我们做了一些事情我们不讨神的喜悦。
When we do things that are not in the will of God.
当我们做了一些不在神的旨意当中的。
Our heart will condemn us.
我们的心会责备我们。
Because our heart cannot sin.
因为我们的心是没有办法犯罪的。
First John chapter 3 verse 9, it said those who are born again or born of God, they cannot sin.
在约翰一书三章九节他说凡从神生的是不能够犯罪的。
So in other words, when you sin, your spirit will let you know that this is not what we're supposed to do. This is not right.
所以换句话说当你犯罪的时候你的心你的灵会让你知道这是不对的你不应该做的。
So our heart will condemn us.
所以我们的心会责备我们。
Now notice it said if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things.
所以他说我们的心若责备我们神比我们的心大一切是没有不知道的。
So in other words, God knows that already.
所以换句话说神已经知道了。
You cannot hide from God.
你没有办法 在神面前隐藏什么。
God knows everything.
神知道。
Even before you speak, God already knows your thoughts.
就算你在说之前，神已经知道你在想什么。
But I want you to know that it's not God who's condemning us.
但我要你们知道，并不是神在定我们的罪。
God's job, the Holy Spirit's job, is to restore us.
圣灵的工作是要把我们挽回。
One that's going to condemn us is our heart.
会责备我们，会定我们罪的是我们的心。
And the devil.
还有魔鬼。
The devil is love to condemn people.
魔鬼很喜欢定人的罪。
Now God knows all things. He wants to restore us.
神知道一切，他要挽回我们。
But we have to repent. We have to ask God to forgive us.
但我们需要悔改，我们需要求神赦免我们。
That's why we have 1 John 1:9.
这就是为什么我们有约翰一书一章九节。
If we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin, to cleanse us from all our unrighteousness.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们一切的罪，洗净我们一切所有的不义。
So when we ask God to forgive us, He not only forgives us, He cleanses us.
所以当我们求神赦免我们的时候，他不只是赦免我们，而且洗净我们。
And when God forgives, it's just like that, split second, you are forgiven.
而当神赦免的时候他是就一瞬间一刹那间他就已经赦免了
God is not going to remind you what you have done anymore
神不会再提醒你你过去曾经做过什么
But the devil will
但魔鬼会
The devil will keep condemning you
魔鬼会继续不断的来定你的罪
So this is why when the moment you ask God to forgive you you need to forgive yourself
这就是为什么当你向神求赦免的那一刹那你也要同时要赦免你自己
It's very easy to believe that God will forgive us because scripture says so
我们很容易的相信神会赦免我们因为圣经这样写
But a lot of time we are the ones who keep condemning ourselves.
但是很多时候是我们自己在定我们自己的罪。
So we need to also when we ask God to forgive us, also forgive ourselves.
所以当我们求神赦免的同时，我们也需要赦免原谅我们自己。
Then when we do that, then our heart will not condemn us anymore.
然后当我们这样做的时候，我们的心就不会再定我们的罪，责备我们。
Now what happens if our heart does not condemn us?
但如果我们的心没有责备我们呢
？Verse 21.
二十一节。
Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us.We have confidence toward God.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们的心若不责备我们，我们就可以向神坦然无惧了。
我们就可以充满信心。我们就可以大胆的坦然无惧来到神的面前。我们可以大胆的跟他求我们所需要的。我们可以大胆的来代祷。我们可以大胆的做一切我们需要做的，因为我们的心没有责备我们，我们的心在神的面前是清洁的。This is what God wants.
这就是神所要的。
Notice verse 22.
注意二十二节。
And whatever we ask, we receive from Him because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight.
并且我们一切所求的就从他得着，因为我们遵守他的命令，行他所喜悦的事。
But we know we're in the will of God.
当我们知道我们在神的旨意里面。
We're doing what is pleasing to Him.
我们所做的是讨他喜悦的事。
We can have that confidence.
我们就能够有这个把握。
That when whatever we ask, we can receive from Him.
不管我们求什么，他都会供应我们，他会听我们。
So we have to maintain a pure heart.
所以我们需要保持一个清洁的心。
The moment that you know that you did something wrong, immediately ask God to forgive you.
当你一知道你做错什么事情的时候，你就要立刻求神赦免你。
Or when you stumble, get up and ask God to forgive you.
或是当你跌倒的时候，你起来求神赦免你。
And number four, we need to believe that God heals us when we pray.
然后第四点，当我们祷告的时候，我们需要相信神已经垂听我们。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6.
我们来看希伯来书11章6节。
We're all familiar with this scripture.
我们对这个经节都很熟悉。
Hebrews 11:6.
希伯来书11章6节。
But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的。
Notice it said that without faith, it is impossible to please him.
注意他说，人非有信就不能够得神的喜悦。
Why is that?
为什么呢?
Because faith is a channel, it's a connection between heaven and earth.
因为信心就是天堂跟地上的管道还有连结。
It is a channel that God ministers to us.
那是神来服侍我们需要的管道。
It's a channel that we come to God.
那是有一个管道我们能够来到神面前。
Without that channel, we have no access to the throne of God.
没有这个管道，我们没有办法能够进到神的面前。
And God wants us to come to Him.
而神也要我们来到他面前。
He said, "Come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy, find grace to help in times of need."
他说，我们只管坦然无惧地来到神施恩的宝座前，为要蒙恩惠，得连续做随时的帮助。
Notice to say that he who comes to God must believe that He is, and He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him.
注意他说，凡到神面前来的人，必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
其实中文的翻译不是很正确，他说要信有神，不是信有神。你们基督徒已经知道有神的，这个希伯来书是写给基督徒的，他们已经知道是有神。其实原文应该是这样，我们要相信他是，他是什么？他是一切他所说的，一切他在圣经里面说的就是这样。We have to believe that God is.
我们必须要相信他是。
And He is a rewarder, not punisher.Of those who diligently seek him.
而且他赏赐那寻求他的人，而不是刑罚那些寻求他的人。
Now part of a belief is believe that when we pray, he hears our prayer.
相信的其中一部分就是相信，当我们祷告的时候，他垂听我们的祷告。
God loves to hear our prayer.
神很喜欢听我们的祷告。
God wants to hear our prayer.
神要听我们的祷告。
Let's look at a couple of scriptures that talk about that.
我们来看其中一些讲到这方面的经节。
Actually, there are many, many scriptures. I'm just going to give you a few.
事实上有很多很多的经节，我只给你一些。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 15, verse 8.
我们来看箴言十五章八节。
The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is His delight.
恶人献祭为耶和华所憎恶，正直人祈祷为他所喜悦。
Now I want to concentrate on the last part of this scripture.
我要专注的是后半段。
The prayer of the upright is His delight.
正直人祈祷为他所喜悦。
Now we need to understand in the Old Testament, when they talk about upright, when they talk about righteous, it's talking about those people who believe in the Messiah.
我们需要知道的是，在旧约里面，凡是讲到那些正直的人或是义人的，他指的是那些相信弥赛亚的人。
When they believe in Messiah, when they believe in God, the coming Messiah, or you can say another way, when they believe in Jesus in the Old Testament, they are accounted righteous.
当他那些相信神、相信即将来的弥赛亚，或者你可以换个方式讲，那些相信耶稣的人，他们在神的面前就是一个正直的人，是义人。
对，他们是算为义。那个时候他们没有成为义，因为那个耶稣还没有成就一切。But in New Testament is different.
但是在新约是不同的。
Because Jesus has already gone to the cross.
因为耶稣已经上了十字架。
He's already became sin for us.
他已经为我们成为罪。
In New Testament, when a person received Jesus as Lord and Savior, they were made righteous.
当在新约里面，当一个人接受耶稣作为他救主的时候，他已经被造成为义。
So no matter whether in the Old Testament or in New Testament, when they talk about righteous, it's talking about us.
所以不管在新约或是旧约里面，当他讲到义人、正直的人。所以他讲的就是我们。
So here they say the prayer of the righteous is His delight.
所以在这里他说，正直人祈祷为他所喜悦。
So God loves our prayer.
所以神喜悦我们的祷告。
He wants to hear our prayer.
他要听我们的祷告。
Let's look at Proverbs 15:29.
我们来看箴言十五章二十九节。
The Lord is far from the wicked, But he hears the prayer of the righteous.
耶和华远离恶人，却听义人的祷告。
He hears the prayers of the righteous.
他听义人的祷告。
So every time when you pray, he hears your prayer.
所以每一次你祷告，他就听你的祷告。
Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3.
我们来看耶利米书33章3节。
Again, these are just few of the scriptures.
再一次的，这些我所提到的只是其中很少的一部分经节。
Call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know.
你求告我，我就应允你，并将你所不知道又大又难的事指示你。
Notice it says, call to me and I will answer you.
注意他说，你求我，我就应允你。
So God not only hears our prayer, He wants to answer our prayer.
所以神不只是要听我们的祷告，而且他要回应应允我们的祷告。
Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 12.
我们来看彼得前书三章十二节。
For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, His ears are open to their prayer, but the face of the Lord is against those who do evil.
因为主的眼看顾义人，主的耳听他们的祈祷，唯有行恶的人，主向他变脸。
Notice the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous.
注意主的眼看顾义人。
And His ears are open to their prayer.
而主的耳朵也听他们的祈祷。
So God not only watching over us,He wants to hear our prayer.
所以神不只是看顾我们，而且他要听我们的祷告。
One of the reasons why Jesus' prayer life is very effective is because he understands this point.
耶稣的祷告生活很有果效的其中一个原因是因为他知道这一点。
He knows that every time when he prays, God hears his prayer.
他知道他每一次祷告，神都垂听他的祷告。
This is why he is so bold, he is so confident.
这就是为什么他这么大胆，这么有把握。
Let's look at John chapter 11, verse 41 through 42.
我们来看约翰福音十一章四十一、四十二节。
This is why before Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead.
这个是在耶稣叫拉撒路从死里复活之前。
He was praying to the Father.
他向父神祷告。
John chapter 11 verse 41 and 42.
约翰福音十一章四十一、四十二节。
Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was lying, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me, and I know that you always hear me. But because of the people who are standing by, I say this, that they may believe that you sent me."
他们就把石头挪开，耶稣举目望天说，父啊，我感谢你，因为你已经听我，我也知道你常听我，但我说这话是为周围站着的众人，叫他们信是你差了我来。
Notice Jesus said that you heard me, you always hear me.
注意耶稣说，你已经听我，而且你也常听我。
Some people may say that's Jesus.
可能有人会说，哦，那是耶稣啊。
He's the Son of God.
耶稣是神的儿子啊。
Of course, God hears him.
当然神垂听啊。
But who am I?
那我是谁呢？
You are sons and daughters of God.
你也是神的儿女。
The moment you receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, God places you in Christ.
你一接受耶稣作为你救主的那一刹那，神就把你放在基督。
You have Jesus' identity.
你有耶稣的身份。
You are exactly just like Jesus on the inside.
在你里面，你跟耶稣是完全一样的。
So when God sees you, He does not see you, He sees Jesus in you.
所以当神看你的时候，他看的不是你的你自己，而是他看你是在基督里，在你里面的基督。
He sees Jesus in you with your personality.
他看的是在你里面的基督，而且还有同时有你自己的个性。
I'm so glad that we're not robots.
我很高兴的是我们不是机器人。
I'm so glad we have different personalities.
我很高兴我们每一个人有不同的个性。
I'm so glad that we're all different.
我很高兴是我们每一个人都是不同的。
I know somebody may say, I'm glad I'm not like you.
我知道可能有人会说，我很高兴我不是像你那
样。I'm glad I'm not like you.
我也很高兴我不是你。
But we're all the same on the inside, that we have the same nature, Jesus' nature.
但是在我们的里面都是一样的，都有同样的本性，就是耶稣的本性。
We're all sons and daughters of God.
我们都是神的儿女。
We are made in God's image.
我们是照着神的形象造的。
God loves us just as much as He loved Jesus.
神爱我们跟爱耶稣是完全一样的。
God received that, accept that, just as much as He received Jesus and accept Jesus.
神接受我们，他接纳我们跟接纳耶稣是完全一样的。
We have same nature.
我们有同样的本性。
The nature of Jesus.
就是耶稣的本性。
We have the same authority as Jesus.
我们有同样耶稣的权柄。
We have the same righteousness as Jesus.
我们有同样的义跟耶稣是一样的。
The scripture said, as he is, so are we in this world.
圣经里面说他如何，所以我们在这世上我们也如何。
So we can be just as confident as Jesus.
所以我们能够跟耶稣一样的有把握。
We can say, God, I thank you. Father, I thank you that you heard me. You always hear me.
我们可以向父神说，父神，我感谢你，你已经听我，而且你常常，你总是听垂听我。
If you want your prayer to be effective, believe that every time we open your mouth and pray, God hears your prayer.
如果你要你的祷告有果效的话，你要每一次你祷告的时候，你相信神已经垂听你的祷告。
Now, what happens if you believe that God hears your prayer?
那当你听知道神垂听你祷告的时候会怎么样
？Let's look at 1 John chapter 5 verse 15.
我们来看约翰一书五章十五节。
Believing God hears our prayer is very important.
相信神垂听我们的祷告是非常重要的。
Because it's our act of faith.
因为那是我们信心的行动。
First John 5:15.
约翰一书五章十五节。
And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we have asked of Him.
既然知道他听我们一切所求的，就知道我们所求于他的无不得着。
无不得着。如果我们相信他听过我们的祷告，这是一种我们向他表达的信心。我们相信，你看，信心很重要，信心是那个管道。我们相信他垂听我们祷告，那个管道就升至天堂。神就透过那个管道能够供应我们。我告诉你，祷告的原则是信心。你一个人没有信心祷告也没有用。If there's a servant of God who spent time on the floor praying one time,
有一个神的仆人，他花了很长的一段时间跪在地上祷告。
All of a sudden, he began to realize many people are praying at the same time.
突然间他知道一件事情，明白到一件事情，同样一个时间很多人都在祷告。
Millions of people are praying at that particular second.
就在那一刻有数百万人都在祷告。
So he began to ask God about this.
所以他开始就这样问神。
You got so many people praying at the same time. How can you answer all these prayers at the same time?
你有这么多人同时在祷告，你怎么能够同时来回应这些人的祷告呢？
God said, I don't.
然后神就说，我不是啊。
他说不是，他说我没有。He said, "No, I don't."
他说不，我不是。
Because most people are pray in unbelief.
因为大部分的人祷告不是凭着信心祷告的。
是不信的祷告。他说我没有办法回应不信的祷告。So not because so many people pray, God answered all the prayer. No, He only answered the prayer of faith.
所以不是每一个人祷告神都回应他，都垂听他们祷告。神是垂听那些凭着信心祷告的人。
Prayer operates on the principle of faith.
祷告是凭着信心的原则运行的。
You take faith away from prayer, that prayer is ineffective.
你把信心从祷告拿走的话，那个祷告是没有果效的。
The reason why we know that we have petition, we have what we ask for, is because we believe.
我们知道我们所求的无不得着，是因为我们相信。
Let's look at that. Prayer operates on the principle of faith.
让我们来看信祷告是凭着信心的原则运行的。
Let's look at Mark chapter 11 verse 23 and 24.
我们来看马可福音十一章二十三、二十四节。
Mark 11 verse 23 and 24.
马可福音十一章二十三、二十四节。
We are very familiar with these two scriptures.
我们对这两个经节都很熟悉。
For surely I say to you, whosoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things he says will come to pass, he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, you will have them.
我实在告诉你们，无论何人对这座山说，你挪开此地，投在海里，他若心里不疑惑，只信他所说的必成就，必给他成了。所以我告诉你们，凡你们祷告祈求的，无论是什么，只要信是得着的，就必得着。
Verse 23 is a principle of faith.
二十三节是一个信心的原则。
Notice the principle of faith is that you believe in your heart, you do not doubt, then you say with your mouth.
注意，信心的原则是你心里相信，一点都不怀疑，然后你从你的口中说出来。
Now that's why prayer is effective.
这就是为什么祷告是有果效的。
Because when you pray, you release your faith. through your prayer.
因为当你祷告的时候，你透过你的祷告释放出你的信心。
So prayer has to come from the believing heart.
所以祷告必须是从你相信的心出来的。
Your prayer do not have a heart of belief, do not have a believing heart, the prayer is ineffective.
如果祷告没有一个相信的心的话，那个祷告是没有果效的。
Because of faith principle, then verse 24 is true.
因为信心的原则，所以24节是真实的。
Notice it says therefore, that means that it ties in with verse 23.
注意24节，他前面他说所以他会写所以，是因为他是跟23节是有关联的。
对，所以如果人家说所以，你要知道他为什么说所以。所以是因为他讲的上一句话。Because of faith principle, so Jesus said this is how your prayer can work.
因为信心的原则，所以耶稣说，这个就是你如何祷告，
这个就是，
祷告有果效。
这个就是祷告，能够你可以祷告的原则，用这个你所知道的信心的原则来祷告。Verse 24, therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask, when you pray, believe that you receive them, you will have them.
24节，所以我告诉你们，凡你们祷告祈求的，无论是什么，只要信是得着的，就必得着。
只要信是得着，就必得着。所以如果你祷告，你不相信你有得着，你没有办法得着。不是神不要给我们，他需要那个管道。我希望你可以看越来越清楚，他需要那个管道，他不是不要做，他要做，但是他需要那个管道。He needs a channel for him to be able to manifest his answer.
他需要那个管道能够来彰显出他的答案。
Let's look at Matthew 21, verse 21 and 22.
我们来看马太福音21章21、22节。
This is why a lot of people pray are not being answered.
这就是为什么很多人祷告没有得到回应。
One of the reasons why.
其中一个为什么。
We know another reason is because they're not praying according to the will of God.
我们知道另外其中一个原则就是因为他们没有照着神的旨意来祷告。
Matthew 21, verse 21 and 22.
马太福音21章21、22节。
So Jesus answered and said to them, Assuredly I say to you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but also if you say to this mountain, Be removed and be cast into the sea, it will be done. And all things, whatever you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive.
耶稣回答说，我实在告诉你们，你们若有信心不疑惑，不但能行无花果树上所行的事，就是对这座山说，你挪开此地，投在海里也必成就。你们祷告无论求什么，只要信就必得着。
Again verse 21 talk about the principle of faith.
再次的21节讲的是信心的原则。
If you have faith, in other words, if you believe and do not doubt,
如果你有信心，换句话说，如果你相信不怀疑，
Then they said you can say it, I meanFaith is released by what you say.
然后你就可以说，因为信心是从透过你所说出来的话释放出来。
Second Corinthians 4:13 it says, "I believe, therefore I speak."
哥林多后书四章十三节，他说：“我相信，所以我说出来。”
So this is how the prayer works.
所以这就是为什么祷告有果效的原因。
The reason why prayer works is because we release our faith through our prayer.
祷告有果效是因为我们透过祷告，我们释放出我们的信心。
Note verse 22.
注意二十二节。
And all things means everything.
他说无论求什么，换句话说是一切的事。
So whenever you pray, that is that includes all things.
所以你祷告的话，包括一切，无论什么。
All things, whatever you ask in prayer, believing you will receive.
你们祷告无论求什么，只要信就必得着。
So that tells me something.
所以那告诉我一件事。
Prayer is not begging.
祷告不是像乞丐在乞讨。
Prayer is not asking God all the problems that you have.
祷告不是跟神讲一堆你所拥有的问题。
Prayer is go to the scripture, find out what God promised, and believe His promise, and express that promise.
祷告是来圣经去找那些神的应许，然后相信那些应许，来根据那些应许向神祷告。
Use what God said in His word, and to express to God.
用神在他的话语当中所说的来向神表达。
So prayer is not all what people think is a bunch of begging and pleading.
所以祷告不是像某一些人他们所认为是好像在跟神乞讨那样。
Faith is a key that unlocks heaven.
信心是那个关键，能够打开天堂的门。
Again and again and again, the scripture said, "The just shall live by faith."
圣经里面一次一次的说，义人必因信得生。
Faith is a way of life.
信心是一个生活的方式。
No matter what I preach, I cannot get away from faith because faith is so important. Faith is like a glue that ties everything together.
不管我传讲什么，我都没有办法离开信心，因为信心是这么的重要。信心是一个，就好像是那个粘胶，你把一切都有所有的都粘起来。
一切的真理，一切的真理。如果你没有相信，你没有信心都没有用。希伯来书第四章第二节很清楚，这些有听到福音的，对他们没有什么果效。为什么？因为没有跟信心联合。Because faith is a connection between heaven and earth.
因为信心是天堂跟地上的连接。
It is a channel. It's a connection between supernatural and the natural.
是自然跟超自然界的连接，还有那个管道。
So you take away that channel, you take away faith, we.Are ordinary people just like everybody.
所以如果你把这个管道把这个信心拿走的话，我们跟世上的人是一样的。
The world has a problem, we will also have the problem that cannot solve.
世上的人有问题，我们也有问题，那些我们没有办法解决的问题。
The people have sickness, the people have a lot of infirmity, the people have all this kind of things going on, all this bad thing going on, we will also have the same thing if we don't have that connection.
世上的人有那些疾病，有那些毛病没有办法解决的问题，我们同样也会有，如果我们没有那个连结的话。
But if you have the connection, you have the supernatural help.
但如果你有这个连结的话，你就有超自然的帮助。
We can have heaven's blessing.
我们能够有天堂的祝福。
We can have heaven's health.
我们能够有天堂，从天堂来的健康。
We can have heaven's prosperity.
我们有从天堂来的兴盛。
That's whatJesus told the disciples to pray.
那这就是耶稣教导他的门徒要祷告的。
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
你的神的国降临到地上，如同在天上一样。
So in other words, God wants His will to be done on earth as it is in heaven.
所以换句话说，神要他的旨意临到地上，如同在天上一样。
Now, if you want to know what's in the heaven, look at the Revelation.
如果你要明白，你要知道天堂是什么样子的话，你去看启示录。
No more sickness, no more sorrow.No more pain. Everything is wonderful.
不再有疾病，有悲伤，有那些疼痛的事情，一切都是非常美好的。
My question is,
我的问题是
why wait till we get to heaven to enjoy it?
为什么要等到我们到天堂的时候才来享受？
Why not bring the heaven down here like Jesus prayed?
为什么不把天堂带到这个地上，就像耶稣祷告的？
Jesus prayed, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven."
耶稣祷告，他说天要愿神的旨意临到地上，如同在天上。
How can the will of God?Be done on earth as it is in heaven.
但神的旨意如何在地上如同在天上呢？
Through our prayer.
透过我们的祷告。
Because he teaches his disciples to pray this way.
因为他教导他的门徒要这样祷告。
But how can that prayer to be effective?
但这样的祷告怎么样能够有果效呢？
Through faith.
透过信心。
So that faith is a channel, is a connection between heaven and the earth.
所以信心是那个管道，是那个连结在天堂跟地上的连结还有管道。
Let's look at James chapter 1 verse 5 through 7.
我们来看雅各书一章五到七节。
James chapter 1 verse 5 through 7.
雅各书一章五到七节。
If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, for give to all liberally and without reproach, and yet will be given to him. But let him ask in faith with no doubting. For he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord.
你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那后赐予众人也不斥责人的神，主就必赐给他。只要凭着信心求，一点不疑惑，因为那疑惑的人就像海中的波浪，被风吹动翻腾。这样的人不要想从主那里得什么。
It says, any of you lack wisdom?
他说，你们中间若有缺少智慧的。
Again, you can substitute wisdom for whatever you lack in.
再次，你可以把智慧用任何你所缺乏的取代。
Because the same principle to receive the wisdom is the same principle to receive everything else.
因为得着智慧的原则跟得着其他一切所需要的是一样的原则。
By faith.
都是凭着信心。
No, he just said, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and yet will be given to him.
注意，他说应当求那后赐予众人也不斥责人的神，而且他说主就必赐给他。
就必赐给他。So God wants to answer our prayer. God wants to provide for us. God wants to give us wisdom. God wants to give us health. God wants to give us prosperity. Everything we needed.
所以神要给我们，他要祝福我们，他要供应一切我们所需要的，他要给我们智慧，他要给我们健康，他要给我们财富兴盛。
很清楚啊，这对我要讲很清楚啊。 It will be given to him.
他说主就必赐给他。
So in other words, it's not God's heart to withhold anything.
所以换句话说，并不是神要神的心要来保留任何事情。
But why is it that some people don't receive?
但为什么有些人他们没有得着呢？
Verse 6 tells us why.
第六节告诉我们为什么。
He said, but let him ask in faith with no doubting. For you, he who doubts is like a wave of the sea driven tossed by the wind.
他说第六节他说只要凭着信心求一点不疑惑因为那疑惑的人就像海中的波浪被风吹动翻腾。
Then verse 7, it tells us, but let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord.
然后接着第七节他告诉我们他说这样的人不要想从主那里得什么。
Again, it's not because God does not want to give it to him.
再一次的并不是神不要给他
but because there is no channel there is no means for him to give it to that person
而是因为没有那个管道没有那个途径能够给他
because faith is a channel God needs a channel to channel his answer
因为信心就是那个管道神需要这个管道来运输他的答案
so here you can see very clearly
所以在这里你可以看得很清楚
prayer is not begging
祷告不是乞讨
Prayer is not just keep on asking.
祷告也不是一直求求，一直求，不断的求。
Prayer is believing. Believe God hears us. Believe God will answer that prayer.
祷告是相信，相信神垂听，相信神会回应我们的祷告。
Let me give you an example of it.
我来给你一个例子。
Let's say that if I have some symptom on my body.
假设我身上有任何的症状。
Some kind of sickness.
那有某种疾病。
What I need to do is not just go to God and say, God, I'm so sick. Oh, God, help me. You don't know how long I've been this way. Oh, 神啊，我已经那么久，那么痛苦，那么辛苦。Oh, 神啊，这个不是祷告。但是你会发觉，一般的人祷告是这样的。我不是在嘲笑任何一个人。我要让你知道的，这个祷告是没有用的。我们应该是从神的话找到他的应许。神关于我们这部分的是怎样写的？他的旨意是什么？We need to go to the scripture, find out what God said about my sickness.
我们需要来到圣经的面前，经节面前来看神对于我关我的疾病他怎么说。
The scripture said, by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed.
圣经里面说，因耶稣所受的鞭伤，我得医治了。
So I know that's the will of God.
所以我知道那是神的旨意。
So now I know I can pray effectively.
所以我知道我现在能够很有果效的祷告。
So now I can come before God.
所以现在我可以来到神的面前。
I can say, Father, I thank you that your word promised, your word said, by the stripes of Jesus, I am healed.
所以我可以向父神说父神我感谢你因为你的话语应许你的话语说因耶稣受的鞭伤我已经得医治
So I'm coming to you now I'm praying for my body
所以我现在我来到你的面前我为我的身体祷告
I believe in your word
我相信你的话
I believe the word of God is effective
我相信你的话语是有果效的
I believe by the stripes of Jesus I am healed
我相信因耶稣受的鞭伤我已经得医治
So I receive my healing now
所以我现在我领受我的医治
So I want to thank you for it
所以我要为此感谢你
That's a prayer
这就是祷告
That's a New Testament prayer
这就是新约的祷告
The New Testament prayer is You know what God says And you use what God says And form a prayer
新约的祷告就是你知道有关神的话怎么说然后你用神他所说的话语来作为祷告
And when you pray you believe
然后你祷告的时候你相信
You believe that God not only hears you That he is answering that prayer
相信神不只是垂听你的祷告而且他回答你的祷告
Let's look at James chapter 5, verse 14 and 15.
我们来看雅各书五章十四十五节。
Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let him pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sin, he will be forgiven.
你们中间有病了的，他就该请教会的长老来，他们可以奉主的名用油抹他，为他祷告，出于信心的祈祷，要救那病人，主必叫他起来。他若犯了罪，也必蒙赦免。
Notice it says in verse 14, if anyone among you sick.
注意十四节，他说你们中间有病了的呢。
Actually, if I don't know any other scripture.All I know that it is this scripture. I will believe that God wants to heal everybody.
如果我不明白其他的经节，我只知道这个经节的话，我也知道，我相信神要医治每一个人。
其实我如果不了解其他的圣经，我看这个经节，我也知道神要医治我们。完完全全是神的旨意。如果不是这样，他不会写这样的。他说，如果有人有疾病，可以来求长老来抹油，为他祷告，他可以得医治。好，如果不是神的旨意，他应该写这样。如果有人生病，祷告亲自看看是不是神的旨意，才来找长老，或者祷告是不是神要他这个 这个状况来学习这些功课，我没有看到这样的写法。You don't see that in the scripture. You don't see that it says, if any sick among you, pray and see if the will of God to heal.
你没有看到经节这样写，他说，如果你们当中有病了的话，你要祷告，那是不是神的旨意要医治他？
Or pray and see if maybe God has some kind of purpose.
或是祷告，或许神有他的目的。
Really, if God has some kind of purpose, then you will say to pray and see what God.What purpose that God has?
那是真实的。如果那有神，那有神的目的的话，他会祷告。你要祷告神有什么样的目的
？It says, "Anyone among you sick, let him call for the elder of the church."
他说，你们当中有病了的，就应该请教会的长老来。
So in other words, if you sick, you qualify.
所以换句话说，你如果生病的话，那你就符合这个条件。
If you sick, God wants to heal you.
如果你生病的话，神要医治你。
So that means it's God's will to heal everybody.
所以那表示那是神的旨意要医治每一个人。
It says, let him call for the elder of the church. Let him pray over him, anointing with oil in the name of the Lord.
所以他说他就该请教会的长老来，他们可以奉主的名用油抹他，为他祷告。
用油抹他。There's nothing special about the oil.
那个油没有什么特别的。
The oil represents the Holy Spirit.
油代表的就是圣灵。
The oil is a point of contact.
油是一个接触点。
That the moment the oil is put on the person needs to believe that they receive the healing.
当那个油抹在一个人身上的话，那个人要相信神要医治他。
So the person who receives the healing also needs faith.
所以那个人要领受医治，得着医治人也需要信心。
They have to believe that they receive the healing.
他们必须要相信他们得着医治。
And verse 15 it says the prayer of faith will save the sick. Actually, it means heal the sick.
然后第十五节他说出于信心的祷告要救那病人，事实上他讲的意思也就是要医治那病人。
Because in Greek sozo can be translated as heal, also can be translated as save.
因为希腊文的 sozo 它同时可以翻译成救或是医治。
Notice it said the prayer of faith will heal the sick.
注意他说出于信心的祷告的话必医治那个人。
So you can understand why a lot of people not healed.
这就是你能够明白为什么很多人没有得医治。
Because a lot of people pray, but they don't have faith, they don't believe, they don't even know it's God's will to heal.
因为很多时候，当人祷告的时候，他们根本不相信那是神要医治他们。
对，看，因为有几个原因的，有一些原因是因为他们不知道是神的旨意，有一些原因的是他们有怀疑，或他们有一些不信。所以这样的祷告有果效吗？没有果效，因为圣经讲得很清楚。The Bible is very clear. The prayer of faith will heal the sick.
圣经里面写得很清楚，他说信心的出于信心的祷告的话，那人就得医治。
And you cannot have faith if you don't know this will of God.
但是如果你不明白神的旨意的话，你就不可能有信心。
如果你不知道是神的旨意，你不可能有信心的。唯一你有信心的是你知道是神的旨意。你知道这是神要做的，很完全百分之百很确定很肯定。所以如果你对神的话没有这个启示，你没有办法有把握，你没有办法有一个坦然无惧的心。这是为什么了解神的话，相信神的话很重要。因为信心是从听到，听到是从神的话。所以如果你没有听到神的话关你医治，你不可能有这方面的信心。Faith can only come by hearing, hearing by the word of God.
信心只能够从听到，听到是从神的话来。
So if you never heard what God says about healing, it's not possible that you can have God's kind of faith for your healing.
所以如果你从来没有听过有神的话语有关医治那方面的话，你不可能有神那样的信心来领受医治。
But once you know, you can have confidence.
但是当你知道的时候，你就会有把握。
When you pray, you have to believe that you receive.
当你祷告的时候，你必须要相信你已经得着。
Believe first of all that God hears your prayer.
首先你要相信神垂听你的祷告。
Then believe that when you pray, God not only hears that prayer, He's answering that prayer.
然后第二个，你相信神不只是垂听你的祷告，而且他要回答你的祷告。
And number five, in order to be effective in our prayer, that we have to be persistent in our prayer.
然后第五点，为了让我们的祷告有果效，我们必须在祷告中坚持。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 62, verse 6 and 7.
我们来看以赛亚书62章六七节。
I have set watchmen over your walls, O Jerusalem, who shall never hold their peace day or night. You who make mention of the Lord, do not keep silent, and give him no rest till he establish.And shall he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth?
耶路撒冷啊，我在城上设立守望的，他们昼夜必不静默，呼吁耶和华的，你们不要歇息，也不要使他歇息，只等他建立耶路撒冷，使耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞美的。
Verse 6, it said, I have set watchmen over your wall, O Jerusalem.
第六节他说，耶路撒冷啊，我在你城上设立守望的。
The watchmen are those people who pray.
守望的是那些祷告的人。
You can say that those people who make intercession.
你可以说那些代祷的人。
It said, who shall never hold their peace day or night. You who make mention of the Lord, do not keep silence.
他说，他们昼夜必不静默，呼吁耶和华的，你们不要歇息。
Do not keep silence.
不要安静，不要歇息。
So in other words, you have to be persistent.
换句话说，你必须要坚持。
There are things that you have to keep praying.
有一些事情你要继续的祷告。
Now I want to explain something.
我需要解释一下。
The Bible talks about different kinds of prayer.
圣经里面提到不一样的祷告。
Different kinds of prayer has different rules.
不同种类的祷告有不同种类的原则。
We will talk more about that in the future.
我们以后会讲到更多有关这方面。
There are one form of prayer that is called intercession prayer.
其中一个祷告的形式是代祷。
Intercession prayer is a prayer that you do not give up. You keep praying and keep praying and keep praying and keep praying until you see the answer.
代祷是你不可以放弃，你要一直祷告，一直祷告，一直祷告，直到你看到答案。
But it also operates on the principle of faith.
但它同时也是用信心的原则在运行。
But it's different from the prayer of faith.
但是跟信心的祷告是不一样的。
The prayer of faith, you pray one time, you don't need to pray anymore.
信心的祷告，你祷告一次，你不需要再祷告。
You follow by the prayer of thanksgiving.
你接着来是感谢的祷告。
Because you believe you received it already.
因为你相信你已经得着了。
For our personal needs, we can pray the prayer of faith.
我们个人的需要，我们祷告是信心的祷告。
When I pray, I believe I receive it. Then I thank God that I have received it.
当我们祷告的时候，我们相信我们已经得着，然后我们接着我们感谢神，我们已经得着。
So then, from then on, my prayer is a prayer of thanksgiving.
所以接着以后，我们所祷告的是感谢的祷告。
I thank God that I already received it.
感谢神，我们已经得着了。
I'm thank God that I'm very healthy.
感谢神，我已经健康了。
So most of the prayer should be thanksgiving prayer.
所以大部分的祷告应该是感谢的祷告。
For our personal lives.
为了我们个人的需要。
Most of our personal life, the prayer should be prayer of thanksgiving and prayer of worship and prayer of consecration.
我们个人生活的祷告应该是感谢的祷告，是奉献委身的祷告。
跟敬拜赞美的祷告，大部分的祷告应该是。敬拜赞美的祷告，奉献委身的祷告，跟感谢的祷告。The Bible talks about different kinds of prayer. We'll talk more about that in the future.
我们以后会讲到圣经里面不同的祷告方式。
I don't need to pray over and over and over again for my personal need.
我为了我个人的需要，我不需要一直一直的祷告。
I can pray one time and believe that I received that already.
我可以祷告一次，然后相信我已经得着了。
Then I can speak the word of God.
然后我开始能够说出神的话。
I can make confession.
我可以宣告
and thank God that I have it already.
而且感谢神我已经拥有
了。But as far as the intercessory prayer, it doesn't work that way.
但是有关于代祷的方面不是这样。
When you pray for the nation, when you pray for a particular person, when you pray for a particular group of person, it's a different rule.
当你为国家、为别人或是为某一族群的人祷告，不是这个样子。
The intercessory prayer requires for you to pray consistently and persistently.
代祷的祷告你必须要持续不断而且是坚持下去的
祷告 But also operate on principle of faith.
但同时也是凭着信心的原则运行
You don't pray just because you need to pray. You pray with a believing heart.
你祷告不是因为你需要祷告你就祷告而是你是带着一个相信的心祷告
Notice it says again in verse 7 It says give him no rest until he establish until he make Jerusalem a place on the earth.
注意第七节他说也不要使他歇息只等他建立耶路撒冷使耶路撒冷在地上成为可赞美的
Now if you read the scripture it seems like God just said I don't want to do it I don't want to do it He said come on do it We find it 摇动神的手 We find it move his hand
如果你看这两个经节的话你会以为说神就是站在旁边冷眼旁观然后你就一直跟神拜托然后神说好那我来做
对好像我们一直拉着手他拉着手他不要动出来他不是这样 It's not that way
并不是这样的。
God wants to do it.
神是很想要做的。
But He needs our prayer.
但是他需要我们的祷告。
Because we have the authority on this earth.
因为我们在这个世上，我们是有权柄的。
He needs our authority.
他需要我们的权柄。
He needs a channel to channel His power.
他需要我们的管道来运输他的大能。
He needs to work through us.
他需要透过我们来运行。
But there are some situations you don't just pray for one time.
但有一些情况你不是祷告一次就够了。
Because the devil is constantly working in people's lives, working in the nation.
因为魔鬼继续不断的是持续不断的在人的生命生活在国家里面不断的来做他的事。
So you pray, allow God to work in that situation.
所以你的祷告让神能够在那样的情况当中继续动工。
So it is a spiritual warfare.
所以那有一个属灵的征战。
Because on one hand, the spiritual darkness is there influencing people.
因为一方面那个属灵的黑暗在那里不断的来影响人。
But through our prayer, we are pushing back the spiritual darkness.
但是在我们的祷告当中，我们击退那个黑暗的权势。
Now what happens if we don't pray?
那如果我们不祷告呢？
God cannot do it.
神没有办法做。
God doesn't do anything.
神没有办法做什么？
对，不是他不要做，他没有办法做什么，因为他需要我们的权柄，他给我们的权柄。当我们表达出来的时候，就是神可以做的。A lot of people talk about revival in Korea.
很多人在讲有关韩国的复兴。
We know it's a great revival.
我们知道那是一个很大的复兴。
When you got more than 1/4 of the population are Christian, that's a great revival.
当你看到一个国家四分之一的人口是基督徒的话，那是很大的复兴。
对，超过四分之一的一个国家的人口是基督徒，甚至超过美国。But a lot of people did not know before Pastor Joe came on the scene.He has a mother-in-law pray for many years for revival.
但是很多人不知道，在赵庸基牧师他出现之前，他的岳母他花了很多的时间在祷告，很多年。
His mother-in-law go to same Bible school as Pastor Cho.
他的岳母跟赵庸基牧师是去同一个神学院。
And they've been praying for revival for a long time.
而且他们为了复兴祷告了很长一段时间。
Many years.
很多年。
Now, can you imagine pray for 1 year, 2 year, 3 year and don't see anything?
你能不能够想象，如果他们祷告一年、两年、三年，然后什么都没看到
？Most of us pray for 5 minutes, we don't see it, we give up already.
我们当中大部分人祷告五分钟没有看到的话，我们就已经放弃了。
But he kept praying, kept praying, kept praying year after year after year after year until the darkness was pushed back.
但是他祷告，继续祷告一年、两年，持续不断的祷告，直到那个黑暗的权势被击退。
And I can guarantee you those prayers are not begging, oh God, give us revival. I believe there will be revival. It's a bonus or declaration. It's a bonus or a declare what God wants to do in this nation.
我也可以向你们保证，他们的祷告不是在向乞丐跟神祈祷说拜托拜托神啊，给我们复兴，而是他们很大胆的很坚信神，我们相信你会有复兴临到这个国家，会有这整个国家的复兴。
其实很多我要教导这部分，其实。现在你可以了解，我们不成熟的时候，我们没有办法往那个方向。你会发觉，你在灵里面祷告的时候，你有大胆，很大胆，很大胆。为什么？因为神透过你表达他要做的。你看旧约的时候，他透过先知表达一句话，甚至国王也会害怕。为什么？因为在那个话是神高某的话，神表达出来的话，那句话大有能力的，这是神要在台湾做的。我相信神要预备我们。我们可以成为神的代祷者，表达神的心意，表达神要做的，使复兴能够浇灌下这个国家。I believe, I know, we're going to see revival in this nation. We will see it. I can guarantee you.
我相信在我们的国家，我们会看到复兴的。
But it takes persistent prayer.
但是这需要坚持的祷告。
Notice it says, give them no rest until they establish.
注意他说不要使他歇息，只等他建立。
In other words, let God keep on working, keep on working, keep on working, keep on working until the darkness is broken.
换句话说，要神不断的做，不断的做，不断的做，不断的做，直到那个黑暗权势被打破。
There's a lady from our Bible school. She's a missionary to Philippines.
有一位女士，她是从我们神学院毕业的，她是一个去菲律宾的宣教士。
She ministered in different.
而且他服侍不同的村庄。
And most places she go to is a remote places that people don't want to go.
而且大部分他去的村庄是那个很偏僻、很落后的地方，是很多人不想去的。
She said very interesting that in some of those remote villages, there's no Christian influence, but they are Coca-Cola.
他说很有趣的是，在其中那些一些那个很偏远落后的地方，没有宣教士要去的地方，但是那里没有福音，但是有可口可乐。
他说那边很奇妙的是。没有基督的影响，但是有可口可乐，可口可乐比 基督徒更有负担。Coca-Cola has more burden than missionary.
可口可乐比宣教士更有负担。
But she, one time she went to a particular jungle.
但有一次她去到一个丛林。
She said she had to hike many miles deep into the jungle.
她说她必须要走很多英里，然后去到那个很深的、很偏僻的地方。
Spent a couple hours hiking up to the mountain.
她花很多小时啊，一直走路走到那个地方。
And then she preached the gospel in that region.
然后她向那个地方的人传福音。
Many people were saved, many people were healed.
很多人得医治，很多人得救。
After the meeting, there was an old lady came before her.
然后聚会结束以后，有一个老太太来到她面前。
The lady was so old, and maybe because she was working in the field, her back was stood over.
然后这个老太太非常年纪非常的大，可能是她在田里工作，所以她是驼背的。
And she cannot lift up her hair. She turned on the side of her hair.
她没有办法把她的头抬起来，她只能够侧着脸望着她。
And the tears streaming down her eyes.
然后眼泪从她的眼睛当中流下来。
She said, "I prayed for 16 years that God will send somebody to this region. Today, God answered my prayer."
她说，我祷告了16年，求神差派人来到这里。今天我看到了答案。
Can you imagine pray for 16 years?
你能不能想象祷告16年？
Again, some people pray for a couple of days or pray for a couple of months, they give up already.
再次的，有些人他们祷告几天几个月，他们就放弃了。
But she prayed for 16 years for that revival.
但是她为了那个地方的复兴，她祷告了16年。
Now why did it take so long?
为什么花那么久的时间呢？
Well, there are many reasons.
有很多的原因。
One of the reasons because people's hearts are not ready.
其中一个原因可能那里的人他们的心还没有预备好。
If the people's heart is hardened, you preach the gospel, it's not going to impact them. They're not going to hear.
如果人的心他是硬的话，你没有办法说什么能够来影响他。
So the Holy Spirit has to soften their heart, working in their heart, working in that. There has to be a preparation taking place.
所以圣灵必须在他们的心里不断的柔软，他们的心不断的动工，不断的动工，那是有一个预备期的。
We know that as a farmer.
我们知道一个农夫。
When you want to plant something, you have to break out the fallow ground. You have to cultivate the ground.
当你要栽种植物的时候，你之前你必须要不断的来挖，把那个挖松土，而且把土里面的那些石头拿掉。
That's the prayer intercession.
那就是代祷。
Prayer intercession is preparation.
代祷就是预备。
For God begin to do something, working in the heart.
来求祷告，求神在人的心里面动工预备。
There's another reason is because there's a darkness out there.
有另外一个原因是因为在那里有黑暗。
You have to push back the darkness.
你必须要击退那个黑暗势力。
It is a spiritual warfare.
那是一个属灵的征战。
You pray, allow God to work in a region.
你祷告让神能够在那个地方动工。
Until the darkness is pushed back and God's glory can come down.
直到那个黑暗的权势被击退，然后神的荣耀能够浇灌下来。
You know that's true in the war.
你知道在战争上面那是真实的。
In war, we push back the enemy so that we can supply that region.
在战争当中，我们要击退敌人，所以我们能够来供应那个地方。
That's what prayer intercession is all about.
这就是代祷。
In the prayer intercession, we persistent. We don't give up. We keep praying and keep praying and keep praying.
我们在代祷当中，我们坚持，我们不放弃，继续不断的祷告。
Until you see God shows up.
直到你看到神出现了。
First Thessalonians 5:17, it said, "Pray without ceasing."
帖撒罗尼迦前书5:17，他说你要祷告不住的祷告。
Luke chapter 18 verse 1. Let's look at that. Luke chapter 18 verse 1.
我们来看路加福音18:1。
Then he spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and do not lose heart.
耶稣设一个比喻，是要人常常祷告，不可灰心。
常常祷告，不可灰心。In the prayer intercession, this is what we need to do. We need to continue to pray until we see the breakthrough.
这就是我们在代祷当中我们需要做的。我们要常常继续不断的祷告，不要灰心。
Galatians 6 verse 9, it says, "Do not be weary for doing good, for in due season you shall reap if you do not faint."
加太书6:9，他说你们行善不可丧志，到了时候只要不灰心，到了时候总会看到收成。
Now doing good, you can also substitute for praying because praying is doing good.
他说行善你也可以用祷告来代替，因为祷告是行善事。
So in other words, when we pray, it says do not lose heart because in due season you will reap if you do not faint.
他说注意，他说你们行善不可丧志，如果不灰心，到了时候你就会看到收成。
什么是到的时候？这不是重点，重点是如果你不灰心。你会看到结果。You don't lose heart, you don't give up, you will see the result.
你不会灰心，你不会放弃的话，你就会看到结果。
This is especially true with our loved ones, with our family member not saved.
这对我们所爱 的家人还没有信耶稣的人，我们特别是真实的。
Very easily look at them, you shake your head, and they'll never be saved.
你很容易的看着他们，然后就摇摇头，不
and,
没有希望。
And you walk in by sight.
然后那你就是凭着眼见。
The Bible says we walk by faith, not by sight.
圣经里面说我们是凭着信心，不是凭眼见。
We're going to have to walk by faith, seeing that say, believe God working in their heart, believe God softening their heart, believe God giving them revelation.
我们必须要凭着信心看见他们神在他们的心里面动工，柔软他们的心，他们接受耶稣，他们得救。
That's a prayer or intercession.
这就是代祷。
That is a prayer that you need to continue to pray.
这个祷告是你要继续不断祷告的。
Because that prayer enables God's work to do what you want to see.
因为祷告使得神能够继续不断的来做你要看到的。
You don't pray, God cannot work.
你不祷告，神没有办法动工。
That's why many people still do not have that revelation. God needs our prayer. God needs to work through us.
很多人还没有这方面的启示，神需要我们的祷告，透过我们的祷告来运行。
And as you pray, God continues to work in them.
而当你祷告的时候，神继续的在动工。
Now, a lot of people may say, why did it take so long?
可能很多人会问说，为什么花那么久的时间？
Well, there are several reasons.
那有一些原因的。
One reason is because they're constantly influenced by the devil. In their mind, they're constantly influenced by the devil.
其中一个原因是他们持续不断的被魔鬼所影响。
So while you try to bring the God's presence, God's word to them, the devil is trying to hinder them.
所以当你想要把神的同在、神的话语给他们的时候，魔鬼不断的来拦阻。
So this is why you need to continue to pray, keep on praying for them, keep on praying, keep on believing for them.
这就是为什么你要继续不断的为他们祷告，继续为他们来相信。
So to be effective in our prayer life, we have to be persistent.
所以我们的祷告生活要有果效，我们必须要坚持。
Especially in this area of intercession, you're praying for someone, you're praying for the nation.
特别是代祷的方面，你为某个人祷告，或是为某个国家祷告。
Now for our personal need, we also need to be persistent.
为了我们个人的需要，我们也同样需要坚持。
But that persistence is different kinds of persistence.
但这样的坚持跟那一方面的坚持是不一样的。
Now we're going to talk more about that in the future.
我们以后会讲到。
But that persistence is you believe that you see the answer, you have the answer already. For your personal need, you have no doubt at all that's going to happen.
但这方面的坚持是你相信你已经得到神的答案，你已经接受了，所以你一点怀疑都没有。
So you're not praying anymore.
所以你不再祷告了。
You are declaring, I have it already. By the stripes of Jesus, I am healed.
你是在宣告我已经拥有了，因耶稣所受的鞭伤，我已经得医治。
I'm telling you, if you have some kind of sickness in your body, you need to be persistent. Confess the word of God and tell you drive out that sickness, drive out that disease.
我告诉你，如果你身上有任何的病症的话，你要坚持，你要继续不断的宣告，继续不断的宣告，直到你看到那个疾病离开你。
Don't put up with it.
你不要忍受。
You put up with it, you'll continue to have it.
你忍受的话，你就会继续有那样的状况。
You're gonna have you have to have determination. I want my health. I will not be denied.
你必须要有这样的下定决心，你坚持我要拥有我的健康。
You have to be persistent in your confession.
你在你的宣告方面，你必须要坚持。
God wants to heal us.
神要医治我们。
Every single one of us.
我们每一个人。
We can walk in divine health.
我们可以行在神的健康里面。
Because that's what God wants us to have.
因为那是神所要我们拥有的。
In heaven, there's no sickness.
在天堂是没有疾病的。
I heard a servant of God in one of his messages. He said, "Oh, if you don't receive healing, no problem. When you get to heaven, you'll be healed."
我听到一位神的仆人，他说：“哦，你在地上没有得到医治，没关系。到天堂的时候，你会得医治。
”In heaven, we don't need to be healed.
在天堂，我们不需要被医治了。
In heaven, there's no sickness.
因为在天堂没有疾病。
It's here we need the healing.
我们是在这里，我们需要得医治。
So it's here we need to.Take that health and bring it down here.
所以我们是在这里要把天上的健康把它带到地上来。
I don't put up with the devil. He wants to attack my body here. I'm not going to put up with it.
我绝不会忍受魔鬼。如果他想要把疾病放在我身上，我绝对不会容让他做。
So you have to be persistent.
所以你必须要坚持。
You want to receive from God, you have to be persistent.
你要从神得着，你就必须要坚持。
You have to keep that faith channel up.
你要继续的保持那个信心的管道是畅通的。
So God can do you.Begin to work in your life.
所以神能够透过你在你的生活当中动工。
And through you work in this world.
而且透过你在这个世上动工。
We're going to continue next week.
我们会在下个礼拜继续。
Let's go before the Lord in prayer.
我们一起来到神的面前祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
That we can have this confidence inside of us.
在我们的里面，我们可以拥有这样的把握。
That when we pray, you do hear us.
当我们祷告的时候，你确实已经垂听了。
You always hear us.
你总是垂听我们。
You not only hear us, you are answering our prayer.
你不只是垂听，而且你正在回应我们的祷告。
That we can have all the promises of God.
所以我们能够拥有神一切的应许。
Because all the promises of God are yes and in Christ, Amen.
因为一切神一切的应许在基督里都是是的。都是阿们的
We thank you and praise you for it.
我们为此来感谢赞美你
Jesus
奉耶稣的名
Amen, Amen. Amen.